resolution, correct? Like, Rebecca, I guess I'm just having trouble because, like, section 16 is in bylaw 2006-05.
It's within the township zoning bylaw itself.
It is? Okay, so that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So 16.39. Okay. Do you and Debbie want to initial?
Resolution 23-190, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Heckman. Be a result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2023-12, being a bylaw to amend the zoning bylaw LeBlanc, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed an open council this 7th day of March 2023, and further that the bylaw be passed as amended to remove lots. Lot 1, parts 1 and 4, minimum frontage 39 meters, lot area 0.182 hectare, from special provision 16.39 in the zoning bylaw 95-12 as amended. Discussion?
Any further comment, Rebecca or Sarah?
No, nothing for me. Thanks.
Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
Thank you. I'm just going to log off now.
Is that good? Here, whenever you get home. Craft dinner.
Thanks, Rebecca and Sarah.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank the mayor and the council for allowing me to be here tonight, and I'm happy that the way it went, but you guys analyzed everything, and you all participated. There's no dead wood in this committee, or this council, and I want to congratulate you all for your hard work, okay? Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a non-loving job.
Everything goes well for you.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Finally, eh?
Yeah, no, it's like chopping wood. Either do it or freeze it death. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye bye. See, I'm even leaving my coat. I'm so excited.
On to committee board minutes, recommendation for approval 16.1, Fairy Sound Area Planning Board minutes of the January 30th, 2023 meeting. And resolution 23-191, moved by Councilor Haskins, seconded by Councilor Ryland, be a result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received the minutes of the January 30th, 2023 meeting of the Fairy Sound Area Planning Board for information purposes. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. to 16.2, resolution 23-192, moved by Councilor Robbins, second by Councilor Hassan. Be it resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, has hereby received the minutes of the January 25th, 2023 meeting of the North Bay Prairie Sound District Health Unit Board of Health for information purposes. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to 16.3, resolution 23-193, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the January 25th, 2023 meeting of the North Bay Prairie Sound District Health Unit Finance and Property Committee of the Board of Health for information purposes. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to staff reports, recommendations for approval, 17.1. We have resolution 23-194, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Hassan. Whereas resolution number 22-529 was passed at the December 6, 2022 regular meeting of council. And whereas the chief building official, the CBO, released two requests for proposals, one being the replacement of windows and doors in Hemlock Church, RFP number PW-2023-01, and the other being the replacement of the siding, soffit, and fascia on the church, RFP number PW-2023-02. And whereas the closing date of the RFPs was February 23rd, 2023, and five companies submitted bids for both RFPs, and whereas the CBO has reviewed all of the proposals in great detail, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received report BP-23-01, the results of the request for proposals for renovations to Hemlock Church, and now therefore be resolved that Northern View Construction be awarded RFP number PW-2023-01 in the amount of $19,292, that's what the dollar should be, plus $2,507.96 HST, for a total bid of $21,799.96, and RFP number PW-2023-02 in the amount of $43,879 plus $5,704.27 HST for a total bid of $49,583.27. Discussion? Councilor Haskell.
Yeah, it was good to see this many bids come in because we haven't had a lot of luck in the past getting good bids in from local contractors, and these are mostly local contractors, and I believe the one that with the lowest bid is also per CBO's recommendations or advice that they are reputable contractor in our area that has done local projects, so I feel that we could definitely accept this and get the project moving forward. And it's and it looks like it falls within the amount that's in reserve for the church projects, very close to that same figure. So we've got the money there.
Okay, and you've worked closely with our CBO initially, I think, to look at what was required. So you're quite happy with the RFP itself, what that's going to accomplish the work that you thought should be done?
Yeah, and yes, and I believe that Chris will oversee the project as it goes along and keep an eye on the work being done, and because he specified that there may have to be some shimming to make sure everything looks good at the end of the day and everything. So, no, I feel pretty confident in Chris's ability to oversee the project and make sure that that church finally looks like something we can be proud of.
And it retains its historical value.
Right.
Location-wise, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that was one of the concerns the historical committee had about the windows, but the RFP does specifically specify that the windows be the same size and shape as is currently in place. We didn't want square windows replacing what's currently there.
Mm-hmm. Now, a question came up is obviously the old windows were all framed out of wood and everything, but Chris and I discussed it and said, why do that when you're only going to have maintenance down the road? So it'll be vinyl, so we don't have any ongoing costs with this building down the road, and it'll look as good as if it was wood. And well, as a matter of fact, it'll look better in a few years because we won't have the paint peeling or whatever. So, nope, pretty confident going forward.
Excellent. I know the question came up earlier, when this is going to happen. I don't think it said in the RFP. Is that negotiable when they could actually do it?
There is deadlines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe in the fall.
Okay.
It has to be completed by the end of the year.
End of the year, is it? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Other comments? Questions? Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Accounts payable, preliminary check run from February 2023, resolution 23-195 with the Councillor Haskam, second Councillor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the February 2023 accounts payable preliminary check run report for information purposes. Discussion? Councillor Cracker?
I'm looking at previous ones, and they had two additional columns that had budget amount and year to date actuals. So I think if there's room on the end of the current document to include those as was previously in place, that would be great.
Makes sense. It's easy to keep track of. Questions on the figures? Councilor Zila?
Yeah, I just have a, like on here, it shows me, like under general, you know, for my counselor's pay, but where does it show, shouldn't it show on here staff and other council, where is that coming from? Like, shouldn't it show on here somewhere?
Those just show checks. So if it was done by direct deposit, I believe it wouldn't show on there.
That was the explanation which Sean gave earlier when I asked originally why yours was showing here and then nobody else's. That was his explanation, was because they're paid by direct deposit and this is a check run. So, in other words, we would have to settle those things in a bulk payment, presumably electronically. That's my understanding anyhow. That's why the others do not show, because they're paid with direct deposit. So.
Yeah, but it's coming out of the township's money, right? Shouldn't it show somewhere?
Just a check, so as she said. So I think if you check the budget.
That's so it would show on the budget?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're very centered, but we understand.
I don't care. I was just wondering, because I guess we never did do direct deposit. So
no.
It used to show
right.
Staff and everything.
I don't know.
Right.
The page numbers always drive me crazy on here, but anyway,
well, that was
down here in under general government, we've got some expenses for Encompass.
Yep.
Encompass it. There you go. For $3,223 for information technology. Frankly, I'm kind of, it's more curious. I don't think you can answer the question.
No,
but it's a Roshan question. But and then there's another one for $700 and change down there too for Central Square. It's simply a question of curiosity, but they are.
So I think the Encompass it, that was in Sudbury, I think. What page is that on, Nick?
It's on...
I've seen it. I noted it as well, like when I was looking through
it. It's on the third last printed page on the front, of down near the bottom, under general government.
Third last printed page. Anyways, Encompass it, they help with, I think, the accounting program. There's a couple of different IT supports, and they deal specifically with the software that the township has.
Okay.
And Encompass it, I think, specifically deals with the accounting program, and it would have fallen right in line with when taxation was being done, where there might have been some support, technical support needed at that point in time.
Because I see he says down here interim tax is 2023, so that makes sense. Okay. Do you know about the other one too, Mike? I mean, it doesn't. It's really a Roshan question anyway. But the one right below, and it says property taxes too. Maybe there's it says module 2023-24, but
yeah. So it's probably a software update.
Okay.
For the there probably be specific software for.
Yeah, I'll ask for Sean.
Okay. I could phone him and ask him too. I meant to earlier today, but
yep.
I didn't. So.
So it must be information technology, since it's software.
Yeah.
I know they had just contacted Central Square about something, but I can't say what it was.
I'm not questioning it. It's really
yep.
just curiosity. So.
Sure.
Yeah, because we have different software providers that provide IT support for that software. It'd be nice if it was just one software provider, and at one point in time, maybe we need to look at that in the future.
That's a good point that Councillor Rada brought up. I think it may be a suggestion further to Roshan, whoever runs ESOP, if they could have the numbers at the top, that's fine for page numbers, but down below have an overriding number so we could actually refer to a page.
I can do that. He's pulling multiple reports from different parts, but I can number it in the agenda.
That
would help. To make it easier.
It does. Otherwise, I don't know how many times page one is in here many times. Mm-hmm. But.
Any further questions on the figures?
The only other thing I could suggest, along with what Mike was suggesting about the budget to date and things too, is if I think from what Roshan told me before that where this, for example, says interim taxes and then module 2023-24, that's keyed in by Roshan into the system. Whereas a better narrative would help readers like me understand what it represents. In other words, if it said accounting software for the taxes,
right. That
makes it self-evident, stops the questions and things like that. But
yep. That's
a suggestion, up to me to decide that, but it would be helpful, right, if we did that. So, not just for those, for anything. Just put in plain language that, an average reader, certainly being counsel, would understand what the expense represents.
Yep.
But.
Okay. Okay. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
The email? I didn't know if we wanted a resolution with it.
No, I don't think so. It's just the correspondence for consideration that you all had a copy of it, and it was added at the beginning of our meeting and the Coobering regarding the transfer station permits. And it's under consideration, so I had a couple of emails from her, and I said just send it to council as a whole, because I didn't want to be answering as an individual. And that's something I think we'll have to look at down the road because of concerns, and maybe set it up at some point as a committee as a whole for discussion, because I think there are a number of questions on how all this transpired and what we ended up with, and whether it actually started there or not. Because I know it had morphed from cards like we used to have to stickers that other townships are using. And then we end up with the product, and some people are not too pleased with it. We've always had it in place. Permits are required. They weren't always checked. I think that's what's bothering people as well. But I think if we hold that over, just she would be on the agenda, so maybe I can stop receiving some emails. Then we could set it up as a future committee of the whole, so people could come and voice their concerns and their suggestions. Quite a few suggestions bouncing around out there as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're not necessarily locked into what we have. We could try it for a trial basis, etc., and maybe make some changes. Well, long discussion on it. Go ahead, Councillor Ashby.
You can see I'm itching.
Well,
I'm not really itching. I don't. Yeah, but. I received them in the taxes, and I was very happy to get two. Unfortunately, some people think they should have three, but I was a little surprised by the quality of them and what you do with them. They don't stick, I don't think, to anything, eh?
They do.
They
don't. They're not adhesive, but
yeah. It's
static. It sticks to
static.
The window.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Right? And I'm no physicist, but if you peel it off and put it there, it'll stay there.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
On the inside of your windshield, not the outside.
Yeah.
So
okay, well, that covers one of my concerns, but a lot of people seem to have the idea of having something that could have hung from their rear mirror. Probably a lot of them would just throw it on as they entered, which something like that would make sense. You know,
yeah.
So
what, I think what we're going by, and staff had looked into it, but what other townships are doing. Mm-hmm. And I had one from McDougall, and it's very similar, except it has a number on it as opposed to just saying Township of McKellar. Very similar size, though.
No,
I think it was 2x2 instead of a 3x1, okay. Something to that effect. So it's very comparable, and I think that's, I'm sure staff looked into it as well, other townships, what they're doing, and maybe we're just modernizing. We had the old cards, and they seem to work, but maybe this is the up-and-coming approach, I don't know. It was checked, again, without too much discussion right now, it was checked with the attendant, and his initial discussion was, we need new cards on a yearly basis. And then the staff had suggested what other townships are doing with the sticker, and he agreed sticker would be fine. And of course the feedback I'm getting is that while the attendant is important for the attendant to okay the program, that this is something he can work with, but the resident should have a say as well. So that's why I'm suggesting opening it up to a committee of the whole at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll give other the public a chance to weigh in on it.
Yeah.
And maybe once they hear some reasoning behind it and everything. And I haven't got too many negative comments over it all, so maybe most people are happy with it.
So when does it go into effect?
Yeah. I get it now, yes.
Yeah.
Well, no.
For 2023, it says on the sticker. For 2023, so 2024 it'll be another, if we choose to go with that option, then it would be another reprint of a different color sticker if we go with that option.
So can you not tape it to a piece of, you're saying it sticks, but could you not tape it to
something? I suppose you could. It's very
small.
That's the only other thing I'll tell you too. Very difficult to see. Right, frankly. And I know that because it was in the check run report, we paid $1,800 for them. How many did we get?
5,000.
Okay.
So there is a surplus, so if people move to the area, then they would be given two.
Okay.
And then people can buy additional ones to put in an extra vehicle.
And here's my question. I saw that, and they're 40 cents each or whatever.
Yes, because the resolution said that the sticker would be at cost.
And that's fine. I don't have a problem. Do we go through a lot of bookkeeping? Like, do we issue a receipt when you pay me 40 cents or anything stupid like that?
It would be entered.
We should pass a motion to waive that 40 cents, I would almost like.
My other question is, I had a talk with Andy yesterday because I was at the dump and said, why don't we just give some to you? And frankly, in terms of collecting the 40 cents, again, why don't we? In terms of the bureaucracy that creates for everybody.
Andy has no way to verify if someone is a ratepayer. That is why they need to come into the office.
Okay, but we could then tell people if you want to either show a driver's license to show you live in McKellar,
well,
if you do.
This is moving down the road.
I know. But I just don't want to create a bureaucratic nightmare just to collect 40 cents, which is crazy. That's all.
Council can waive the 40 cents at another meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't want people hoarding them either. So
no,
when you say that, you know, you get a few more or something, and they're free now. So
give me 10 more.
Yeah,
I understand. Anyway, there's lots of things to be considered anyhow, and it's not a criticism. It's just evolving. That's all.
Okay, we have motion. Notice of motion. So on 7th spring 2023 meeting. Resolution 23-196, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the Deputy Clerk Planning Assistant to attend the AMCTO Zone 7 Spring Meeting in Killarney, Ontario on April 27th and 28th, 2023, and further that all applicable expenses be paid by the Township. Discussion?
Who's name is on?
I can speak to it if you like.
Sure.
So I've attended one of the Zone 7 meetings previously when I was with the municipality of Manitowan. I found the spring meeting very informative. They have speakers from the ministry come. A lot of updates are given, and then also it's just a great networking opportunity with area municipalities close to us because it's specific to Zone 7. AMCTO does a spring meeting and a fall meeting, so the idea was I would go to the spring meeting and then Roshan would go to the fall meeting.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we expect you to move up and be president at some point, the chair of this.
Maybe a zone director. But
zone director.
No, it's Clarny and Turret, right? Not
correct.
Not Ireland? Okay. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And advertising RFP for bylaw enforcement services. And resolution 23-197, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen, whereas a request for proposal was released for bylaw enforcement services. And whereas the RFP had a closing date of February the 17th, 2023, and no proposals were received, now therefore be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to re-advertise the RFP immediately and have the closing date as March 23rd, 2023 at 2 p.m. And further be it resolved that the RFP be advertised on the MLEO Municipal Law Enforcement Officer website. Discussion? Are there any other places where it could be advertised? I'm noticing, and there's always that question, I guess, an RFP as opposed to a job advertisement, and yet basically the same thing. They end up being a job. So I notice in the area they have job opportunities in the West Berwick Sound area, I guess. And I'm noticing the only one I ever saw on there from McKellar was the Integrity Commission, I think, in the past. I haven't seen any others. Could it be added to that site as well?
Yes, so the newspaper looks at all the municipalities' job opportunities link on their website, and that's where it's collected from. So we can also put the bylaw RFP on our job opportunity tab of our website, and then the paper will pick it up as well. And we can just approach the paper with the opportunity. That's
sounds
not
good.
A problem.
I'm wondering, like, OPP, you know, that are retired or something, if they would have some kind of a membership that, you know, maybe they have some kind of a site that maybe someone...
They have an association. I'm not sure if retired members are still able to view the association's correspondence, but that's something I can look into.
I suspect that they would have a retirees Facebook group as well. I mean, I participate in one for the bank that I was working at and everybody else, and frankly, I find out more information there than anywhere else, so I don't know for a fact, but I mean, just looking on social media to see if we think that there is one for retired OPP, I think that would be a great choice, or retired police departments, period, because again, those would be, I think, really good candidates for us. And I mean, without tying you down to anything other than simply look, and if you want, I'll look after this meeting and see if I can find anything similar, but that's a great suggestion, so, yeah.
I have been looking on LinkedIn as well, for bylaw enforcement officers that operate in this area but are part-time for some municipalities. So I have reached out to at least one candidate, and he's reviewing the RFP. So hopefully there's potential there as well. But.
Sure.
Very good. Any further questions? Call the question. All those in favor? No polls, carry. To 20.3, resolution 23-198, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to advertise for one full-time permanent equipment operator / truck driver position with the Township, and further be resolved that the position be advertised immediately and the start date for the position be advertised May the 1st, 2023. Discussion? I think that was keeping it. Director of Operations concerns as far as opportunity for some practice, I suppose, and learning that. So that's why he wanted the date so fairly soon, so there could be some practice before, of course, we get on to the larger equipment through the winter, etc. So have this person in place. And with the purchase of the other vehicle, I think that was the idea behind it, but of course, it could be moved around. It could be
might not be the new employee that's driving the new vehicle. We don't know that, so it'll be up to the director of operations to decide on how he's going to spread out the workload. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
Can I ask how the salary for that position or that person would be determined? And or would that come back to council, or would it simply be a decision by Greg?
I don't think it would be a decision by Greg, no. He could certainly have some input, I would think. But we have salaries now, ranges for the present ones, and that person would be starting. So I guess the big question is, do they start at what the others, some of them with 10 years experience, or whether they start less? And I think that would have to be decided through the treasurer and through council.
So we would just get a recommendation from Greg? Okay. Okay.
There is a possibility, too. I don't know, we haven't even discussed this yet, but it could be done in gradients as well. I mean, it could be a starting wage sort of thing, and after so many months or something,
That makes sense.
And then we have 20.4, Starlink Internet Provider Service Package Options. We have Resolution 23-199. Moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen, whereas the IT coordinator presented internet service provider options available to the township by way of a report to council, and whereas resolution number 23-158 was passed at the February 21st, 2023 regular meeting of council, directing the IT coordinator to purchase Starlink business service provider plan, and whereas the IT coordinator recommends that the smaller, more cost-effective option will have the capability to service the municipal center complex, now therefore be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby rescind Resolution 23-158 and direct the IT coordinator to purchase Starlink residential service provider plan for the Municipal Center Complex. Discussion? Councilor Ryan?
I spoke to Dan Hildebrandt this morning for at least a half an hour, probably longer. There's a number of features that I don't think you understand. First and foremost, when you get Starlink, which I have, and I have many friends that do, basically you pay the first month's rent, which is $159, as a deposit to apply for it. When you do that, you simply join a waiting list, and the waiting list has no defined process or period that's specified for doing this. So in other words, you could do this, and just based upon what I went through myself, first of all, I had to wait 18 months to get it, which is an intolerable amount of time for this council, absolutely intolerable. And frankly, it could be that or it could be less, it could be more. There are people on Facebook saying that it takes more than 2 years to get it, some in Northern Ontario, some elsewhere in the world, but that's not the point. When you buy Starlink Business, I looked it up this morning, I have a copy here, then you would get it, in this case, because I put in the township's address, and it said we would get it immediately, would be shipped within 1 to 2 weeks. That's the biggest fundamental difference between the two. It has a million other, I could document all these. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, I have 10 items here written down on the fundamental differences between the two products. The reason you pay more is because you get more. We get premium service. We would get assistance for troubleshooting. We would get assistance for setup. The technology is fundamentally different, right? It's like buying a Volkswagen versus buying, I don't know what, a Cadillac. I'll just say that for the sake of argument in terms of what we would get. If we went with buying the basic product, then frankly, we could wait as much as 2 years, which is just absurd. We need to fix this problem and fix it now. Dan did agree with me. He actually said at one point that he thought he might come in today, but obviously he's not here to do that. I would love to hear him speak to this directly. He and I spoke at length. I went through all of these points with him. Frankly, it would be an enormous mistake, as far as I'm concerned, to buy the basic product. I think it would work generally, but it would not provide the same depth and the same technology that we need to fix our problem. And I would like us to try and fix this. I'm sure we all do it, ASAP, and this would give us that possibility within 2 weeks. He was agreeable. I told him that I would bring this up at council tonight. He was agreeable to go ahead and purchase whichever one council decided, what I would like to see is stick with the original resolution, simply just provide, I don't even know if we need a direction or anything else given that we already passed. We could simply have a conversation. I assume Carly could have a conversation with them, say go ahead and buy Starlink business. We need to do it very soon. The issue about when it's available changes based upon, and changes daily. When I did it 2 weeks ago for our last meeting, it told me that it wouldn't ship until April. And, you know, no sooner perhaps than the end of April, whereas when it did it today, it said it's available immediately. That's very rare. Those windows open and close based upon people buying the product. So if we don't do it immediately, that window could grow again. I don't think it could ever shrink because it's as fast as humanly possible. But I can go through the other technical details. I did with Dan, and he did agree with me. And we exchanged a couple of text messages on some other points because I went and dug out more after he asked me. But safe to say that he was supportive of buying either. And when I mentioned these things to him, he was happy enough to acknowledge that that was a big difference. But the biggest issue is we got to get it, and we got to get it soon. And this is by far the fastest that I've ever seen. So if you want, I can go through the individual items. I think it would just bore us all to tears. But there is a great deal of technical difference between the two products. So in our benefit if we buy the business plan. So.
I had an email too from someone who's installed over 700 of them, and he's basically saying what you're saying.
Yeah.
He talked about the RV possibility too, but
sure.
He did talk about the time difference, and he talked about the commercial system, which we had originally asked for, and he said it's very close to hardwired urban internet. You'll get 200 megabytes per second, greater bandwidth, translates to more attached Wi-Fi devices, et cetera, et cetera. He has a number of things as well. And I guess my only question on all of this, and from what you're saying as well, why are we waiting another week for, or 2 weeks, I don't know how long it's been now, and we just lost more time. The original resolution was for the business, and I was in touch with Dan at the time, and he was a bit surprised that it was business. And then he came back, I think, to staff. And his report was very vague. The initial report, we've asked for another report for tonight. We didn't receive it. So, and now what I'm hearing is that he seems to be going along with what you're saying. So I guess my question is, why are we turning to an IT specialist who's telling us one thing and then changing his mind on it? Based on, you say they're quite different. I think his latest report was that we'll get the same service. So I guess that's my question. What are we paying for?
We need to ask Dan that question.
Yeah.
I mean, but without trying to be uncharitable, to his credit, I think he's trying to save council money. But
even so, I mean, he must have known 2 years as opposed to a week or 2 weeks. And that was important, was it not?
My first question to him was, I said, do you know something that I don't about how quickly we could get Starlink Basic, if you want me to use that term? And the answer was no. And I said, well, then on what basis would we sign up for something that we might not get for 2 years?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of miscommunication because I spoke to Dan today as well around the noon hour, and he said there was no difference between delivery time in the basic and the business.
That's completely untrue. And this is a screen print from Starlink today, this morning, when I did this, that says it's available immediately. And again, with my experience on the personal side,
She's just relaying what Dan says.
I'm not sure where he's getting his information. He's saying the delivery time is the same. He's also saying that the residential and the business would provide the same amount of service that we need here in anticipation for hopefully fiber coming at the end of this year to the township. The treasurer was very alarmed by the cost of the business, although that is a decision of council, but we would be paying a lot of money in internet per month. So red flags kind of went up.
A lot of money for internet that doesn't bloody work.
But the red flag shouldn't be going up because our resolution from a few weeks back had said that the business, and we knew at the time what that business plan was going to be.
Yeah.
So it's the delay that's bothering me, I guess, and the red tape we have to go through and getting contradictory advice here. And I think we, as
but
you
I
suggested,
swear it's a statement that when I talked to Dan, the last 2 minutes of my conversation was he was happy to support this. If I wanted to go and talk to council about it, which obviously I'm doing right now, and he would be happy to do that. He just brought it up. I don't think he ever came and said these words, but basically because it was cheaper. And the essentials are the same, right? You buy a product that would give us internet access. There's no doubt about that. The issue is, how well does it work? One of the things he explained to me that I didn't know, that particularly for Zoom, that the big issue is the upload speed, because everybody will quote the download speed, which is exponentially faster than anything else you can buy today, and everything else. He said that he got into the technical specs, which I wasn't aware of, about Zoom, and he said it all boils down to upload speed. So on the business plan we would get a minimum of 20 megabits per second on the business plan, and on the basic plan they don't promise anything. Right, they don't even promise 1 megabit per second. You could get up to that, and it varies. And I was on a Zoom call last night. I have nothing to do with council, but well, with the Chamber of Commerce. But that's not the point. Is that there is a huge difference between getting a minimum of nothing versus getting a minimum of 20. And from research that I did online, most of them are saying they were getting 20 to 40 megabits per second, which is the key thing that allows us to have our video go out and come back. Right, and when he explained that to me, so I looked that up right while I was talking to him and found the details. I can share them with you, but there is a huge technical difference, and we are in a far superior product, and this solves our problem relatively immediately. I think, I mean, if Dan is willing to do so, then we could order it. Frankly, you could order it, I could order it, but I mean, I don't want to do that because that's not appropriate, but we could order it tomorrow morning. So,
Councilor Kerr.
I'm sitting here quietly.
Well, you're looking like you were going to say something.
Well, no, I agree that we need to go with the Starlink business. And I think Councillor or Mayor Moore mentioned that there's an expert in the field who's installing these. And that I think that, you know, that's maybe what we should be doing is if it doesn't cause any issues with our current IT, that the expert who installs these orders, installs it, and tests and makes sure that everything's going. And I think that possibly his timeline would be able to accommodate that, whereas Dan might be busy with a lot of other clients, that the person who is specifically focused on, you know, purchasing and installations may be able to get this installed for us the quickest.
There is a 30-day free trial, by the way, just if we buy the business plan. There isn't on the basic one. Right? In other words, if we said we don't like it, it doesn't work, we get our money back.
Now, the original resolution read that Ben Hildebrand would be the coordinator. He would actually coordinate the purchase, the installation of. Now, it did say coordinate, I believe, the resolution read. So your suggestion could work. I guess the question is... Do you have a person from outside and would have to work through our IT and the equipment that we have? Does that person can just set that up without knowing what we have? I mean, can they just come in and say, this is the equipment that I'm setting up for you, the inside is your business? Or because I know when I talked to Dan, he talked about router systems you have to set up as well. Does this installer, would this installer be familiar with what we have available for a product? Would there be the necessity to have Dan there to hook it all up?
Those are questions we can ask, and if this individual has installed 700 of these units and in high-tech locations, that I'm sure that they understand. And I think he indicated that he has a degree in, or has some type of credentials in this field. So... I would, you know, those are good questions we can ask, and but I think we've been waiting a long time here, and a very long time actually, and that, you know, if there's an option of getting things done tomorrow, then I think that we need to move forward on that.
Yes, I agree totally Nick and Mike, let's get at her tomorrow morning. We should be making a phone call and getting the business on order. And I maybe Mike's recommendation on who puts it in. Sure. We can certainly talk to Dan about it too. And but I'm kind of wondering, obviously, Carly said something about the treasurer thinking it's a lot of money. It is a lot of money, but we have to do it. We have to get Zoom set up. For the taxpayers of the township, but I'm just wondering if we should also, since it's very little cost, would be to order the residential also, get it on order, and whenever we do get it, whether it's a year or 2 years, then it's the option of saying, well, it's maybe improve so much that, yeah, let's get rid of that monster cost of the business and let's just use a residential if it will do the job. And if we order it and we get it, I'm sure we can sell it off to somebody else, right?
We might need it at, you know, one of the fire halls or perhaps at Public Works too. I mean, I don't know the details of how to set that up, how to have a secondary location or a third or fourth location, but I mean, it's a possibility anyhow. So
well, that's why he talks about the RV that are quite mobile.
I know.
Move those all over the place.
No,
I guess the question is, we were not assured by Dan, but the fiber optics coming through at the end of the year, we're told. So
we won't even have the... I'm just saying, what harm is there?
Well, right now we have VNet. We're still paying a monthly basis on that. And that's,
right,
they say it's still working to the building, whatever that means. So that would be there as a backup. And I know Roshan had concerns about that. We're paying for two, and yet that was a suggestion from the public that you have one as a backup. Since we do have the backup already, however effective it is, why would we go to another purchase? I think the business plan for now is probably enough. And then we still got VNet as the backup. It's still functional, apparently.
But it doesn't...
Well, I don't know. We haven't tried it since, and we didn't want a situation where we had to close the meeting down.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm just throwing it as a suggestion that... Why not? And then it's another option when we get it in a year or two. Okay, we have it now. Can we save the whatever it is a month and use the residential? And
yeah, my only concern is, first of all, we are spending a fair bit, and I guess Starlink is untested as far as the business. It's something that's relatively new too compared to the residential. And if you ended up waiting for that residential, I don't know. I guess you could go on the waiting list, but it's not really necessary at this point.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'd get hooked up with the business
right
as soon as possible, but why not have the residential on order?
For another council? Is that... But it sounds like it could be years.
Well, yeah, but I'm just thinking if there's next to no cost, it's showing the taxpayers that, well, we won't always pay that, whatever it's going to be a month for the business when... Maybe the option is when we get our residential one, which you never know, it could be in a few months. Okay, will this one do the same job?
There's still a big difference in the technology that's going to be used between the two.
So, okay, I just thought I'd throw it out there.
No, that's a good point, but...
Yeah, we're getting into it enough.
Can I just say...
Adding on, I guess.
We don't need Dan to actually do the order. The only thing you need to do to order it is to put in our address and our name, like our business name, so Township and Keller. It is literally a 5-minute exercise, right? And anybody could do it. I could sit down and do it. I mean, I didn't, but and that would be that. And then all that does is cause them to ship the hardware to us and to set us up in their system, and that it would be done within minutes, and it would guarantee us that we'd get it in the time frame that they're specifying.
Well, I think it's better that staff does it.
Yeah.
Because they'd be the ones now. The suggestion was working with this other person, this other company, I think is a good one, so that Dan be directed to contact this other person as well.
Sure.
And but I still think it should be coordinated through staff who's being paid some for monthly services to us, and I know he does more than just the Zoom link through the office.
I'm okay with that as long as it gets done.
Well, that's the thing, and I think that he has to understand that we can't just keep putting this off. We have made a decision, and it should have been implemented. Now, he had reasons why, I guess, to come back, but I think it has to be impressed on him that it be immediate, and if it isn't immediately, then we'll have to take some further action, I guess.
I think Carly's going to...
I'll call him first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah. That it's for real.
That's what it's
like. Like on our resolution, it said ASAP, right? And we had what it was going to cost and everything. So
the previous one?
Yes. Yeah. So I don't understand why it wasn't done. Like, this has happened a couple of times now. I don't understand why it wasn't done. Like, it said as soon as possible, and it's 2 weeks. Right? Is it 2 weeks since we did it?
It is.
Yeah, I think so.
We didn't ask them to investigate it. We asked to have it put in.
Yeah.
Well, the kind of two pieces here. One is just ordering the hardware, which they then ship. And then secondly is doing the setup. But
I mean, what I'm saying is we want it.
Exactly.
That's what we want.
We want it now.
Well,
right?
I still think that we should have this contractor who, it'd be nice if we would have known how much it would actually cost, because he gets the package, he opens it up, he knows what should be in there, he knows what he needs when he's going to do an installation, you know, wherever he's going to install it, he knows what pieces he needs to get it from that location. I think that someone who has installed 700 of these things will be well worth our money to have it done as soon as possible.
I agree completely.
Yeah. So, Carly, can you look into that too then?
Yeah, if you provide me with the information, I can.
Okay, so we have the resolution on the table.
Email address.
Okay.
And I'll call for the vote. This is for the residential service. And all those in favor? Opposed? Okay, so it's defeated. And we need that, I don't think we have it here as, I guess it's just a question of information passed on to Dan that the other resolution that was passed a little while ago, be actually implemented, that he moved forward as of tomorrow, as said. So I think that resolution still stands.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay, so what about the installation part? So he orders it tomorrow, and there's still the installation of the unit.
Right. Now, if it comes within a week, we have a problem. If we don't meet that quickly, we meet every 2 weeks. The installation, my only concern with that, this other person, I have no idea what that person charges. So
Dan has been speaking to Greg about installation as well, and they've been working out details, so Greg is to do the installation as it stands now, as soon as it arrives.
Our Greg?
Yeah, some concerns.
You'd
I'm not
have
sure
to install the dish. Honestly, here, having never done one before, I will tell you. And
so you're offering to do it, is it?
I could do it. I mean, I did it at home with no experience whatsoever, and I was done literally in 5 minutes, and I don't exaggerate.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, then
running the cable took longer, but actually just hooking it up, you just plug it in and that's it. You're done.
Oh, well, that sounds simple, yeah. We're paying somebody way too much.
Having said that, I don't know how to connect to the rest of the IT infrastructure that we have here in the building. And I'm not suggesting I do. I don't.
I still think that someone that's installed 700 of these knows which clips to use, where to run it. So I think that he has a little bit of an idea of what... you know, there's a learning curve with anything, and when you've done 700 of them, I think you know.
So your suggestion would be that in the interim, he can order it, but that he contact this company and get further information on whether they could coordinate.
Or we pass a resolution, or we try that and see what happens. But I think we've, you know, I don't think that the end goal is that we have reliable high-speed internet here, and I you know, hopefully our IT specialist doesn't have a problem with another individual installing something to come to this end result of having reliable high-speed internet here.
I mean, ideally he would be here as well, I mean, without running up our bill, I mean, for the installation, but I mean, again, it really is not any more difficult than plugging in a toaster. I mean that.
Yeah, no, I understand, but you know, there's certain things that when he opens it, he looks and he.
I agree. I have no problem. I think that's a great idea, and especially if we can get him to coordinate with Dan or Dan to coordinate with him, then what the heck, right? I think it's a good solution. Make sure we don't botch something up.
And if he can do it in a timely fashion, I take it as soon as we would get it. Greg was probably going to install it right away, probably.
Yeah.
I guess we almost got to rely on Carly to. Okay.
Coordinated.
Yeah, as soon as we get it.
Dave has the name of this company.
Okay.
If that company can install it immediately and save Greg the bother?
Well, I mean, from what Dan told me this morning was he had already been in contact with Greg about installing it. Typically, you would install it. You could either install it on the roof of the building or you could install it on a post in the yard. And from what... he told me that he'd ask Greg to install a post that we would just mount it on, right? And it, honestly, I mounted mine on a 4x4, for example, and there's, you know, no issue with that. But, I mean, might want a metal post or whatever. Whatever Greg thinks is appropriate is fine with me.
Well, right? The sample that was sent through email was for Parks Canada, I think, in Midland, and it was mounted on the building, and it was an extended pipe that because it goes higher.
Sure.
So I'm not, I mean, even there, I think it would be a difference than whether it goes on the building or whether it goes on a pole.
Yeah, because you may be able to purchase that along with it, that mounting hardware.
The basic issue is if you put it on the roof and then you have to access it in the middle of the winter, do you want somebody climbing on the roof to try and do that? That's why I put mine on a pole. But I mean, I'm not an installer. I'm just simply saying that, you know, you need to periodically access it, which I haven't yet had to do, but you don't want it to be remote and difficult to access. That's
well, and this is why I think someone who's installed 700 of them will look at it and say they know the ins and outs of where a good installation of person or location is.
Carly, if you want to, purely your choice, you can phone me tomorrow and ask me anything about this.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
Resolution 23-200, moved by Councillor Keckin, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to contact Muskoka Starlink to provide a quote to install Starlink internet infrastructure. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To McKellar Volunteer Firefighter Appointments, Resolution 23-201, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Keckinen. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar to hereby appoint Ryan Fleming and Ethan Lay to the rank of probationary firefighter with the McKellar Volunteer Fire Department, as recommended by Fire Chief Robert Morrison. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-202, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Keckinen. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to release a request for proposal for the St. Stephen Church renovation immediately. Discussion? Councillor Keckinen?
I just want to say that because we had such good success with the responses for the Hemlock Church RFPs, that the sooner the better, and maybe we can line something up for this year for St. Stephen's.
Sure. Other comments? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to bylaws. We have bylaw 2022-57, grant zoning bylaw amendment. Resolution 23-203, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Keckinen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby the bylaw number 2022-57, being a bylaw to amend the zoning bylaw for grant, first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed at open council the 7th day of March 2023. Discussion? Another one we're trying to put to rest. Were concerns expressed by the public, if council wishes, so they're not hearing any comments, to open it up to the public for comments, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I'm just assuming, maybe the public has anything to say, but giving you the opportunity.
I think I have most of the comments, and you have a copy of them all, so I'm not going to repeat them. That's necessary.
Just Carly, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but presently with the survey, what's the two frontages on the water would be presently?
And 61.3
for the retained. Okay. Now, I believe that we did have a, but I guess the bylaw would be what we would go by. There was a resolution stating the 70 plus meters for each lot. The bylaw would overrule that resolution. Is that how that would work then?
So the bylaw does have the minimum lot area shall be 1.0 hectares, and the minimum lot frontage shall be 70 meters.
Okay, so...
I'm a little confused now.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so
that's what the bylaw reads, and you just said that one was only 61 meters.
Yeah, so would it be then the resurveyed to get the 70 on the retained?
I can speak.
Yeah.
I think my email answered the frontage is currently green. Those aren't the water frontages.
The ones you read out?
No. Surveyor marked them in the wrong spot. So those are the frontages they marked on, but that isn't the proper frontage.
And the surveyor did have a copy of the resolution 22-460 saying that the severed lot meets the 1 hectare minimum lot area above the high water mark, which we found out it was not measured there.
And if you read the definition of high watermark, it's definitely the dam. There's no question about it. There is no other definition in the bylaw. So it's the controlled high watermark. And you measure back on the lot lines, you can. They took their measurement on 2 lot lines and ignored the severance line. Well, you can't do that. You're creating a new line. You've got to use all 3 lots, all 3 lines. So, like I said, whenever I do that, there is 70 plus meters in each lot. They just don't show it on the survey.
Okay. So then
council actually has to make a decision whether they want to verify that or not. Yeah. Or just take my word for it.
So actually, for the bylaw, then we would be fine. It would all pan out somehow or another with the 70 meter and the 1 hectare then.
There isn't 1 hectare. They took their measurement to the original high water mark from 1 hectare.
Which creates more property if they pick that one.
Well, then,
unusual property.
Well,
it's underwater.
Maybe we shouldn't change it to 1 hectare and then leave it at the 0.7.
The idea originally, if you remember what Barley was to change it to 1 hectare to help to compensate for the lesser lot frontages than what the bylaw required.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason in the beginning, whenever it was done, was to compensate for it, and now it isn't there. So. I don't know. Council's got to make a decision, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's a certain size parcel of land, and they're divided into two parcels. I think the impact on the lake is the same no matter what the frontages on each lot are, really, when it comes down to it. So.
If they had to just surveyed closer to what the drawing showed that we did at the meeting, then there wouldn't have been any issues. The 1 hectare would have been there, but
mm-hmm.
The surveyor took the easy route and made a straight line instead of jogging it.
Like going way back, it predates us, but the retained lot would have met all the requirements, right? It was the severed that wouldn't.
It's 1.8 hectares if the other one's only 0.7.
Right, so the original would have met it.
Yeah, but there's lots of room to create minimum 1 hectare in each lot. That's the point.
Yeah.
There's lots of room there.
Yeah, they just didn't.
Just didn't survey it properly.
Yeah. But there's no way to get 90 meters for each.
No.
So.
Well, that's impossible.
Yeah. So we're bending the rules by going even 70 for each.
Yeah, but that was the decision back in the day whenever we had the public meeting, was that we would make sure each lot had 70 meters. At that time, the proposal was for the severed lot only have 60 meters.
Right.
But we decided to make sure that each had 70 meters, and then the severed lot had at minimum 1 hectare to help compensate for the, because the other one's got at least 1 hectare. Like I said, it's got 1.8, the other one only has 0.7.
Mm-hmm.
So then that area helps to compensate for the lesser water frontage than what the bylaw required.
And this is where I come back to the whole planning thing. If we're trying to follow the letter of the law, we're actually not doing it.
No.
So... this is where you make some concessions and
some
decisions. And
if there's other land in the area that there's proposals in the future to develop, which there's lots of them, if you create a 60-meter lot, are they going to say, well, you've set a precedent here, now we want 60 meters, not 90 meters?
Mm-hmm. What is it across the water? Because I read the report and it said on the west side it was 90, but on the east side it was...
Yeah, they're all 90.
But minimum. I thought they said it was 60 over there.
Back in the original policies were 90, or the original zoning was 90, or 60, but 60. It's 90 now.
90 now, okay. Yeah. Councilor Zulak.
I was just going to say, like, that's a blanket. You know, you can't use that for everything. Everyone is different. You can't just use the same thing for everybody. You know, you're trying to... How do you say it? Like, this is rural here, right? It's a rural community. It's not like you're in a city or whatever, and you're trying to, help growth and everything else. You're not trying to put it back.
So to reduce from 90 meters to 60 meters is okay. That's 30 meter reduction. If you only have 70 meters and you want to go to 40 meters, is that okay?
Well, that's what I say. You have to look at everyone individually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You have rules in place.
You have rules, but yeah. I mean, I don't think it should be. That's it. That's what the rule says. That's it.
Well, that's why they're applying for a zoning amendment, is to change those rules.
Yeah.
The council has to make a decision. Is it justified or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my feeling is these are still fairly substantial size lots, even with down to the 0.7 hectare. That's still almost an acre and a half. And the shorelines along there, I believe, aren't sensitive. So I think the intent is good.
I agree with you, Marvin.
Further comments, questions?
What about the other issue that I brought up about the setback for the dock? The bylaw says you can't create a property that will reduce a requirement in the bylaw without having a zoning amendment. So that's not part of the zoning amendment. The survey shows it's only 1.14 meters where the bylaw requires 3 meters.
Is the survey accurate?
I don't think they're going to change it whenever they actually
registered.
So
now is that a step two sort of thing, coming in for a minor variance at some point?
I guess it could be, but again, the council's going to be passing something that they know is wrong. The zoning bylaw says that...
Not necessarily that's wrong, it just doesn't meet the requirements.
And the zoning bylaw says that you have to meet those requirements.
Right.
You can't create a property that's going to reduce the setback that's required.
Yeah, but you're not suggesting, though, that we create a property that's not going to meet the 90-meter frontage. That's why I question, what something we...
So that's why I'm saying it should be in the bylaw that you're going to approve as a setback for the dock of 1.14 meters.
Well,
are they even saying anything about a dock?
No.
It's on the survey.
It's on there.
On their survey.
Yeah, I don't know whether all the buildings are on there, but the dock is on there.
Well, would there be any harm in adding that on, then the setback for that dock?
Well, they didn't ask for it. We're into the situation, too, with the reeds, if you recall. That dock, I guess it's still there at the end of the island of your drive. I don't know. They claimed it wasn't theirs. The township still left it there. Of course, we can't do anything with it right now, but come summer, we're going to have to
investigate. We'll find out whose it is when it's gone.
I don't know how I explain this to council, but... Right now, there's no lot line there, so that dock meets the setback right now.
Right.
They're asking for a rezoning to create a new lot line, and they're going to make that dock not comply with the bylaw. Council's not supposed to pass something that doesn't comply with the bylaw.
Right.
So if you don't give it a zoning amendment, you're making something illegal.
Well, can we add a C in there?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a minor variance. It can be a zoning bylaw. A zoning bylaw is just more restrictive than a minor variance, that's all. It has to meet a higher standard.
Yeah, because I think it was about one. I can't quite read. That's too small. But 1.14 was it or something?
Yeah.
Just put 1 meter. Okay, because the wind, when it's blowing that way, it might be a little less.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many things that don't meet our bylaws right now. So.
Oh, I know. But we are aware of it. It's right there.
Yeah.
Whether anybody would ever complain or... I guess appeals aren't allowed anymore, but... So
that's like you telling Chris to issue a building permit to extend the dock. It's only 1.14 meters from a lot line. It's okay. Go ahead and issue it. What was going to say?
No, I'm just saying it's being done now, and then people come for a minor variance. That's what they tend to do.
Well, yeah.
So, I'd like to treat everybody the same. I don't want to come down hard on one person who's following the rules and tend to go on.
I don't think they're coming down on them. They're already applying for a rezoning. Now's the time to give them what they need. Either say yay or nay.
But then you question even the survey lines that were done.
Well,
now you're saying they're accurate.
But they're accurate because the surveyor says they're accurate. Like I said before, I'm not here to argue with you. If you don't want to listen to me, don't listen to me.
No, no.
But I want you to understand what I'm saying.
Well, I do understand. But what I'm saying is we have the professionals here, the surveyors, who say that this is what we're basing our bylaw on, and that's what we have to go by, the professionals. When it comes down to anybody questioning what we're doing, we have to turn to the professionals. We can't turn to the layperson, even how much experience they've got.
So I agree with the surveyor. I agree with all his measurements and everything. He just didn't do the survey in compliance with the township bylaw or the resolution.
Right. So
that's all I don't agree with. I'm not saying he did his job wrong. But if he was going to do his job right, he would have made sure he complied with the resolution too.
So he did do it wrong.
Councilor Kaika.
Well, would it be a lot to ask that the applicant move that dock? You know, we're making a concession here, allowing for this zoning bylaw amendment. Isn't that some, a small ask in the process?
Well, we did with the read. I mean, we said in effect that, you know, you can't get, and then you came back and said it was not my dock. We be prepared for that too.
But that dock wasn't on his property. It was on township property.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is on her property, so.
Yeah.
The applicant might not be aware of the setbacks with the new lot line, so the township can inform her of it and then ask her to move it.
Yeah, that might resolve it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't know what to do to survey. Yeah.
And they're probably going to say, well, the lot line ends at the high water mark. No, if it doesn't, the bylaw says the lots get extended out into the water forever for setbacks for docks.
Yeah.
That's why I referenced all those sections of the bylaw.
Yeah, because I guess, Carly, we, at this point, to make any further amendments to this bylaw, are we allowed to do that? Because was this circulated to, like, neighbors and stuff?
The bylaw?
Yeah.
No, we had the public meeting for Judy Grant in 2022.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, now can...
I think we could amend just as we did.
You can amend the bylaw anytime.
Okay, so I'm good with either suggestion of asking her to move the dock, or do we add the C in, a side yard setback for dock of 1 meter? Is there a reason why we couldn't add that C in?
No, you could add it.
If we add it, though, we want to make reference to the survey plan itself.
As so per survey.
Yeah, as per, because otherwise...
That would probably be the easiest thing to do than then asking...
Yeah, because I don't know how substantial it is, whether it's a big dock or whatever.
Well, I know her husband just passed away, so for her to us to throw that stress on her, I'm sure she's stressed enough just trying to get this through.
So have you got the wording for Carly?
Yes. See, side yard setback for dock of minimum one meter. As per survey.
Now, she would be specific.
Yeah.
Attached survey, or I don't know if the survey attached to the bylaw probably isn't. She could specify which
as survey dated, whatever date it's on.
Can't read it. So small.
Yeah, good luck reading it.
Yeah.
Product survey.
There's a file number.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you could read that, put her on there then, I guess. Whatever person can read on that.
Like stop. I can't see a date.
It's right
on
at the
it.
Bottom.
It's not a date I can read anyway. But.
Holy.
Can anybody?
I'm guessing it.
If you take
young
a picture
eyes
with
not.
My phone and blow it up, maybe then I could read it. I don't know.
Well, that's the trouble too. I even asked for a clearer copy. I was trying to blow it up on the computer to be able to read it, but it was very blurry, even as the larger you got.
So I've added C, side yard setback for dock, minimum 1 meter as per survey file number 223058.
Very good.
And it actually says at the bottom right, it says the survey was completed on the 25th day of January 2023, right down in here. But only because I can blow it up on my phone. But
you say January 25th, 2023?
It's a little smudged right there. But
where's the date? Right in the corner?
Yeah, I mean, I can show you on my phone, but...
Oh, yeah. Yep, the 25th.
I think it's the 25th.
Yep.
It's as close as I can get. There's what I can see when I
look. I can see it, okay. Yeah.
Now, do we want to mention that that's a draft survey?
Well, I was going to vote in favor with no changes, so with a couple of changes, I'm still in favor of it.
So we're okay with that resolution the way it reads?
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Right?
You change the bylaw to 1 hectare, that'll have to be changed back to 0.7 if the town council's going to pass it like that.
Yeah, is there
0.7
hectares?
Yes.
The bylaw references Schedule A, sheet number 3, or sheet number 1. It should be sheet number 3 again.
In 1.1?
Yeah, I guess that's where it is. I don't have a copy of the bylaw in front of me.
That's where it talks about it.
Yeah. I think the planners must have a key with sheet number 1 on it.
Yeah. They figure everything's on the one sheet.
Yeah.
Okay.
The map attached, the Schedule A map attached, references a civic number.
Well, that's right. It should be two civic.
Yeah, the bylaw is going to apply to both lots of the severed and the retained. So it shouldn't say a civic number, because only the retained will have that civic number. The map also only colors the severed lot. It should cover the whole thing, because the bylaw applies to the whole property, not just the severed lot. If you look at the colored copy, it only colors the severed one.
Oh, I see.
So it should cover the whole property right to the road lines. Not just the severed property, it should cover the severed and retained.
Retained, yeah. Now, as well, should that have the actual special provision number in there?
Yeah, it should be on there too. That was the next thing I was going to say. 1670, I believe it is.
I will add in the legal description.
Yeah, you'll have
just
to
save time. We're gonna do it now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll here. All the question, all the favor. And the poll is carried. Resolution 23-204, moved by Councillor Tegnan, second by Councillor Zulak. The result of Council of Corporation, the Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2023-23, being a bylaw to regulate dogs in the township, a first and second reading, and further to be read a third time at a future regular meeting of Council. Discussion? Councillor Zulak?
Where did this come from? I know that.
Came from our bylaw.
Yeah, bylaw officer, but we never requested, no.
No, he just had one available, so it was put on there, and I think the suggestion would be to defer this and have it down the road. We look at more things, because some of the things in there can't even be enforced. We don't have the information.
Sorry, even.
And save that for another committee, the whole meeting at some point. When we get something in place that the council would agree to put it out on the table. Again, if you want something that's substantive, you don't want just what we're talking about, a dog bylaw, come to a committee of the whole. You want something actually in place, the wording, so that they can something
understand what they're being asked to do.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it could be deferred down the road, but since Chris had worked on this, and I thought, well, okay, it's on there, but I'll get the council's opinion on it.
Yes, I can agree with you totally, Dave, on that. That's down the road. I see stuff that there's no way I would ever vote in favor of this. such as a person walking their dog along the road would have to have it on a leash. 9 out of 10 I see do not have their dog on a leash, so why turn these people into criminals? You know, so I would never be in favor of that. Definitely have them under control, and a lot of people are so good they get their dog to sit right beside them and everything. So yeah, that would have to be taken off. That has to be on a leash. Now, leashed in other public places, yes, but to walk your dog along the road. And there's other little stuff, but like you say, committee the whole meeting, we can touch on all that stuff.
Yeah. Avoid a petition if possible.
Well, that's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
Well, we haven't dealt with that yet.
I know, it probably didn't work. Oh, well.
Any further discussion on this?
Yeah, there's a lot of things here. You know, mentions dog pound. Well, we don't even have that facility, so this is far from being close to first, second, and third reading, so defer it. And unfortunately, it's something that sits on unfinished business for who knows how long. So, but anyways, it's unfortunate it came and it was added on the agenda like this rather than just allowing us to take a look at a draft version of a bylaw.
Yeah, because this could have, you know, being posted and that, if people had got wind of it and the word started to spread on Facebook or something, we're not going to be allowed to walk our dogs along the road without being leashed now. We're lucky we didn't, you know, could have had a lot of angry people here, and we're sitting here, well, we don't agree with that either. So, yeah, that's a good point, Mike, for sure. And then I think the fines are just a joke at $125 if we are going to ever do any sort of bylaw. You know, the cost it takes to enforce bylaws and that, you guys make the fine substantial to make people realize it's for real.
Okay, call for the vote for deferral. None opposed, it's deferred. On to bylaw to amend the donation grant bylaw. I have resolution 23-205, moved by Councillor Keckman, seconded by Councillor Zulak. We resolve the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Kelleher does hereby give bylaw number 2023-20, being a bylaw to amend Schedule A of bylaw number 2019-56, a bylaw to adopt a policy for donation/grants, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed in open council this 7th day of March 2023. Discussion? That caught the two changes we wanted.
I think so. What were the two changes? The one was the date to April 1st.
Right.
And the second was under procedures. Item 6, capital projects will be removed as a request for a donation grant to not be supported.
Yeah, see it there.
Yeah, I think that was the two concerns.
Okay, call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. At 21.5, resolution 23-206, moved by Councillor Keckinen, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Whereas bylaw number 2023-17, being a bylaw to erect stop signs at the intersection of Herbville Road and Blackwater Road, was given a first and second reading at the February 7th, 2023 regular meeting of council. And whereas a petition, letter, and email correspondence were received by council from area residents at the February 21st, 2023 regular meeting of council. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-17, being a bylaw to erect stop signs at the intersection of Herbville Road and Blackwater Road, a third reading, and further passed at open council this 7th day of March 2023. Discussion? I know it sounds contradictory, but just we received all of those comments and then we're passing it. So. Go ahead, Councillor.
Well, the way it's written, it seems like we're passing it, but this comes down to, once again, that anyone in the traffic field refer to the Ontario Traffic Manual, and the provisions of the Ontario Traffic Manual would not support a stop sign, a four-way stop at that intersection. To say it's a perfect intersection, that's not what the case would be by defeating this bylaw. we can always recommend for Public Works superintendent to review, or director of operations to review that intersection to increase sight lines. And I think first of all, it would have to be to actually survey that corner to see if there's a possibility of even realigning the intersection a little bit, but definitely, you know, to see if there's any opportunity for increasing the sight lines. Once again, the Ontario Traffic Manual does not support a four-way stop at that intersection. And we have to base our decisions on objective information and subjective. We've heard opinions for and against the stop signs, but we have to use objective documents that professionals use to determine what should and should not be done in certain circumstances. And I think the Ontario Traffic Manual makes it very clear that it does not support a four-way stop at that intersection.
Okay, other comments?
I agree.
Okay, I guess I'll call the question then. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, so that's defeated. On to public notice. I should just say for the actually would have been under new business against the integrity commissioner. You even had the document there tonight. I think Carly can explain what we're going to do with that.
So at the next meeting, regular meeting of council on March 21st, 2023, staff will have a report to council with the results from the tender opening for the integrity commissioner and have a recommendation for council.
Okay, sounds good. On to public notices, announcements, inquiries, and reports by council members. Any committees you've been attending?
Yeah, I'll just make it quick, but tomorrow morning we have a 150th committee meeting, and we'll discuss some different items coming up. April 15th, we have a live history performance here at the hall, and April 29th, we have the firefighters' dinner and show, so that's a couple items coming up that will be discussed at our meeting tomorrow. Rec had a rec committee meeting. I believe staff, Carly, I believe, is working with Ryan, who's proposing to bring martial arts program to the community center. They're working on something there because it can be a revenue source. March break, we're having a kids movie and cookie decoration. We have a St. Patrick's Day dance coming up Friday on the 17th. And we had a successful snowmobile run last Saturday. So, yeah, everything's going good. And some things, it seems, since COVID, it seems to be a little tough to get people back in their action again. But I feel confident that we'll get the community happening really good in the next couple of years. You know, really get things steamrolling again like it was prior to COVID. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The one thing I'd ask for, and I have yet to see it, maybe it exists, is there a budget for the 150th committee? I have yet to see anything.
Yes, it was turned in.
Okay, and that does for the whole year? Because does it include grants that were received as well?
Yeah, they'd be showing on there.
That they could be received. They have been received since.
Yes, I think as they're spending the money, it's documented. I don't know the exact process, but it's taken care of, I think, through staff also. For paying out money and receiving grants and all that, but I believe the budget, you're probably interested in, well, what's it going to cost the taxpayers
in
McKellar?
My question is, I'm signing an awful lot of checks there on a regular basis for the 150th committee.
Right.
You know, they're buying signs, or they're getting yuck-yucks in, they're doing different things, and that's fine, but I'd just like to see, was there a budget passed?
It was turned in over a month ago, I believe. So.
Okay. I'll get that.
So the committee's done their job there. Now, the rec committee has not passed a budget, and they're spending money too, but I like to, that's always been a concern, but it's, and Sean would always say, no, you continue with the normal business of the township, you know, until such time as a budget is passed. So that's kind of what we...
Oh, no, I have no problem, except that on the 17th, we're meeting to deal with budget. And I think it's going to hit us pretty hard, I think, so... I think we need this information from all the committees. And
well, I'm sure that'll be our OSHAMS package, okay. The 150 budget, I would almost think. And then RAC, I already did a note on my desk that we better strike a budget at our next meeting too.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I attended a Chamber of Commerce board meeting last night on a Zoom call. I think the best way to characterize kind of the conversation was that they're organizing themselves into subcommittees or committees to do different things, and there was a great deal of discussion about that. They seem to have done a good job. Every month we get like a sales report, a number of new members and things, and I think they increased by 23 new members, which is something, so that their membership revenues has basically covered their expenses to date, which is quite a change from previous times. So that's a good thing, and they seem to be very well motivated and everything to do things. There's a great deal of discussion about the cruise ships coming into Parry Sound and trying to find ways to do that, although frankly that work probably needed to have been done 6 months ago in order to set things up, so it's really just kind of scrambling now to find something to do this year and then lay a plan for other things. There is some, I would describe it as talk, that there are three cruise ships that are actually going to stay in Parry Sound for 3 days at a time, which is really kind of interesting. One of my questions was, where are you going to dock those ships? I mean, they would take up the whole dock, but I mean, I didn't get into that, but in any event, those are all positive signs for the area, and I think very good. So, and we have a Lake Stewardship and Environment Committee meeting tomorrow. 6:30, I think. 7:30, okay. It's close. I look at my calendar to figure it out. So.
Well, I'm going to have to miss that one because we have a pool committee tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. Just want to comment on just recently looking at the West Parry Sound District Museum site. Then they did mention that there's a video on there about the Seguin Sarahs. And way back when one of the first cruise ships that had returned after many decades of no cruise ships coming to Parry Sound, they had said, the individuals on that cruise ship said that Parry Sound was the best port they had gone to because of the Seguin Sarahs and just the experience they had with, you know, that sort of performance. So definitely if there can be certain things that make Parry Sound, you know, a memorable port, I think if the chamber could, you know, even look at that video and other things, that would definitely benefit. And anyone else that has ideas that, you know, can make that port visit something special, definitely is very important.
Sure.
Yeah. Particularly watching, seeing that video and that comment, that because of that, Parry Sound was the best port that they had stopped at.
Yeah. I noticed that, like, downtown Parry Sound last summer, that when I was there numerous times, seemed busier than pretty well we went through COVID or whatever, but it was really nice sign that you had people like really browsing, entering stores and that, and then the new businesses you're seeing opening up along Main Street, it's like, wow, I hope they really survive, but they may know more than we do that, you know, yeah, we are growing, and then with the tourism coming in, the boats and that, they're all walking right up through there, so yeah, it'd be nice to see the town bustling again and be a good place, and like you say, cater to the tourists coming in, they got some money to drop off.
Okay.
Library had a library meeting, and they passed a resolution, which they forwarded to you, Carly.
No,
they didn't forward it about, you know, the renovations, asking if it would be all right if they could do the renovations.
Sorry, yes, there will be a resolution on the next council meeting for that.
So I told them that they should pass a motion, and so that's what they did. They did that, and then also the question about the acknowledgement about the word seated in it, how it was at one time and then it changed. But Debbie Woods, the chair, she was saying that Ottawa actually was seated, but this area was not. So that was the answer to that. And she said it goes into
so
it great
should say
detail.
Unseated, like
unseated,
yeah. But it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, she said, they changed it somewhere along the line. and it never got passed down. And what else? Mainly, they've been updating all their policies. They're right into all the policies and everything. It's not the library board that it used to be. Oh, my goodness.
They're very active. Like,
yes, yeah, really.
Rec to coordinate with them on March break events. You know, libraries are quite active, so that's good.
Yeah, and they asked me to ask about if the township has a has ever done pay equity. So I've spoken with Roshan, and he was going to see if he could dig it up. I gave him those dates that I got from you, David.
It was done.
back in the 80s,
late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, so he was going to check, and he did say that yes, they had asked him on numerous occasions, but he had never gotten around to it. So he said he'd check and see if he could find anything. Other than that, they're just going to have to go to another library and see if they can use the pattern that they have, because they don't have any male comparators, you know. They just have the females.
No, I think that's good to compare to other libraries.
Yeah, so that's what they'll have to do. I have to take that back to them. Belvedere, have a Belvedere meeting tomorrow. Basically, so far, we've been just sort of catching up and setting up committees and everything, and then they're coming on the 21st to do their presentation, I believe, so we'll be able to find out a lot more.
I'm just wondering about the advertising for that too, whether we just do it the normal way and just put it in as a line item, or whether we do a special, because some people have shown a real concern about that, and I'm just not sure how much public information they'll get, so
I don't know.
Is it worth their while to come to a meeting? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, apparently Whitestone is going to have a meeting too, but I don't know what the date is for that. I was wanting to go to Whitestone's, but their meetings are the same nights as ours, so unless they hold it on a different night for the public presentation, which I doubt if they will, because I'd like to hear what they have to say at the different townships, you know. So
maybe they hook up. I think they're on audio Zoom anyway. I don't think they have the video, but so we could always do it that way.
Yeah, and the very first time I did Zoom with Belvedere, it was absolutely fine. And the last few times when I did it, it's I have to shut my camera off because I'm flickering,
like,
and my eyes are twitching, and the top of my head is green. that's it.
Can I ask? Library has its own internet access, right? Their own internet provider.
I mentioned about the Starlink.
Okay.
They had read that in the thing, and they were quite excited that, you know, the township.
So does that mean they're paying for it directly, I assume?
Yeah, yes.
Do you know how much? I mean,
no, I don't.
It was about $2,000. It was a little less than what we pay.
Okay.
With VNet, and in their budget, it indicated, I think, $1,800.
Yeah.
But on the basis we could set them up with access to Starlink, which would be conservatively 10 times faster than anything they've got at the moment, you know, and indirectly the township would benefit as well. I mean, it seems to me to be a good option to investigate, not immediately, but, you know, within a month or whatever. I mean, we could ask Dan to talk to him. I asked Dan this morning. He didn't know either, so... but I thought they were paying their own bill. But
it's in our resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's passed before the library being included.
Right.
Okay.
And then one more thing is they were very impressed with council, how they were received. They said they seemed so interested in what we had to say.
This is before they get the money.
Okay. But that's what they said. They were looking through the strategic plan, and they were really interested. So.
Well, who started the library? There you go.
There's
an interest.
So, just one question. So, the respect and acknowledgement declaration that we have now is fine the way that it's worded.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one that we did.
Yeah.
Well, I know it just doesn't have unseated in there.
Yes, but so it's up to council if you
want
to change
it.
I don't know why we would put that, because with the treaty it was seated.
Well, according to Debbie, I mean, she talks the difference between seating and unseating, and I'm not sure whether they're changing theirs or not.
No, they're not. They're leaving.
Okay, if they're going to keep theirs the same, then we wouldn't bother. Yeah. I haven't read through those treaties, to be honest, Mike. Maybe you have. I don't know.
If that covers us, that's great.
Yeah.
I just added the planning board that Morley declined to attend, so... there were two applications, one from Whitestone, one from McDougall, and they were both passed. And then the pool meeting tomorrow night. But a lot of money floating around. That's all I can say at this point. So we have resolution 23-07, moved by Councilor Keckin, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller does hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 23-, did not skip that. Any questions, comments, or related items on the agenda from the public?
No. I want my dog off leash.
Okay. And resolution 23-208, moved by Councilor Keckin and second by Councilor Zulak, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-24. Being a bylaw to confirm that the proceedings of council first and second reading and further read a third time and passed an open council the 7th day of March 2023. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
That's right. When I was doing work on the Lakeside Drive, everybody's dogs would come running into me and just say hi. Oh. The owners would just a quick glimpse into all that counseling. making us have a dog in there.
They probably saw me walking by with my tooth. Every morning, every night. Yeah, and you're only allowed one more coming through.
Three. Resolution 23-209, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Keckinen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourned this meeting at
10:04
p.m.
That's early.
To meet again on March 17th, 2023 at 1 p.m. for a special open meeting of council at which time staff will present the draft budget to council or at the call of the mayor. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned.